Hello and welcome to episode 27 of the Spiritual Success Podcast. Today I'm interviewing an amazing copywriter called Mia Kircher. So Mia works specifically with coaches to help them craft their copy in a way that's going to convert while not losing any of their unique identity in the process. So in this episode, we talk all about how to write those words to go in your Instagram captions, to go on your sales page while turning the people reading them into clients. So if you get any actionable tips from this episode, if you enjoy and find it valuable, please share it on your Instagram stories. I'd love to know what you think. Welcome to the Spiritual Success Podcast with me, Liz Roberta, a place for spiritual people who want to grow, learn, and succeed in life and a business. I'll be talking to successful spiritual entrepreneurs, authors, and thought leaders to understand what creates a meaningful and soul-aligned life. So come on in, lightworkers. This is your time to shine. Hi, Mia. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Liz. Of course. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. It's honestly my pleasure. So you're the first copywriter that I'm having on the podcast, and I'm so grateful that I found you on Instagram because you're incredible at what you do. So first of all, I'd love to hear a little bit about your story and how you got into doing this work as a copywriter.
Yes. So it was, I'll try not to make it too long, of course. But essentially, I graduated university, and then I just had no desire to work full-time as a teacher, which is what I had studied. And so I just went to Europe with my backpack and traveled living off of my savings for a year and a half. And then kind of all of a sudden, I just found myself in Serbia with no money. All my money had run out, and I was basically stuck in Serbia. And so I posted in a local Facebook group and said, I'm looking for work. And these two copy and content agencies, they contacted me and they took me on as a freelance copywriter. So I basically learned on the job and, of course, did my own extra learning through blogs and YouTube videos and all of that. And that's kind of where I realized, oh, this is perfect for me. You know, I always loved writing. I also studied creative writing in college. And I realized this is the perfect way for me to just be able to use what I love and do something that I'm really good at. So then I was doing that and freelancing, and I ended up coming back to the US where I'm from in Portland, Oregon. And then the coronavirus hit. So I was intending to stay there for just a couple of months and visit my family and friends, and I ended up being there for 7 months. And I was hardly making any money as a new freelancer, and so I essentially just slept on couches for those whole 7 months, and just built up my skills and built up my client base, and eventually came back to Serbia 1 year ago. And so now I'm here, I'm working on my business. I'm just like loving copywriting, loving my mission, and have been building up my business ever since. So it's been a hard journey, but I'm just like here and really enjoying what I'm doing and seeing results in my clients. And so that's how I got to where I am at this point.
Thank you so much for sharing that, because I think it's so important for everyone else who's an entrepreneur listening to hear about the beginnings. We've had some incredible stories on the podcast so far. We had someone who lived out of her car when she first started, and we've all made different sacrifices at the beginning of our entrepreneurial journey. So thank you for sharing your story there. And it's really interesting that you are in Serbia. I actually did a little Euro trip when I first graduated in 2013 with two of my best friends. And we did 8 countries in Europe: Serbia, Bosnia, Montenegro, Croatia. And yeah, we had a really, really good time. So that's really cool that you've been able to do traveling and work at the same time, really living that freedom lifestyle that everyone's always selling on social media. So thank you so much for sharing your story. That was really inspiring. So I'm really interested to know, you said you love copywriting because you loved creative writing, but what kind of impact can good copywriting have in a business? What are the kind of results that you see from good copywriting for the businesses that you work for?
So it actually can do so many things. A lot of people think that they just hire a copywriter because they don't like writing, or maybe they don't have time to do it. But in fact, when a business has good copywriting, it really establishes your brand and sets you apart. So it can help your audience get to know the essence of you, which of course improves your likability, which just makes them, you know, love you. And that's what makes people excited when they see something that you have, because they've grown to know your voice. They've grown to know your brand, which comes out through the copywriting. And that ultimately builds your authority as well. So I've seen businesses who were doing fine. They were getting adequate clients. And then just with a change in the sales page, they grew like so fast, because that was the thing that they needed to just be able to position themselves in the right way to start actually converting and getting more clients. I think it does a lot more too. It can essentially shape the way you want to sell. So if you hate doing sales calls, for example, you can write your copy in a way that pretty much preps people so that once they get onto the sales call or the checkout page, they've had their questions answered. They've had their objections solved. They've, you know, seen the examples of what you can do. And so they're just ready, you know, they're ready to buy. They're so close. And it can also, it can help you sell more authentically. So I do see a lot of coaches, like you have a lot of spiritual coaches here. And I do work with coaches primarily who have these very personal brands, these very, they really want to show their audience that they care. They're really not just there to sell, but they're there to make an impact. And so without authentic copywriting, that can come across as your traditional obnoxious buy now kind of buttons that annoy people and make them feel suspicious. So with the right kind of positioning, the right kind of wording, the right kind of calls to action, you can sell so much more authentically in a way that feels very natural, that just causes your potential clients to flow through whatever type of copy it is and end up buying with you. It can help you also sell more often. So a lot of people will come to me and they're like, oh, on my Instagram account, I just try to sell, you know, a couple times a week because I don't want to be too in people's faces. But I always tell them, with the right copywriting and with selling authentically in your copy, you can sell every day because it feels natural for your audience and it feels good for you as well. And that's so important. When you're feeling good about what you're saying, you're able to just sell so much more and ultimately impact so many more people. So yeah, I would say with that whole list together, it essentially establishes you within yourself. It makes you feel more empowered, and it also establishes you out there to your audience and helps you build that connection that you're wanting with the audience and to make the sales that you're wanting to sell.
Yes, I totally agree with you there when you talked about the authentic writing piece. It's the same with everything I kind of teach about using intuition in business and in everyday life. When you have that alignment, when you're not trying to force it, when you're not trying to be something or someone else, then it creates that longevity. You can do it every day. Like you said, you can do it all the time because it's not forced. It can flow. It's so much easier and so much more aligned. So thank you for sharing that. So you did touch on this, but I want to go a little bit deeper into how the people listening can maximize their sales potential using copywriting. So obviously being able to share every day is one thing. Do you have any other tips for how people can maximize their sales potential with the words that they write on their posts and on their email copy and launch pages?
Yes. So one of the really effective things that you can do to maximize sales potential is positioning your offer in a way that increases your perceived value. So the way that you talk about your offer, the way that you display it, shows people, you know, what to expect from it. So by using the right wording and the right positioning, you can elevate your offer so that it does feel premium, so that it feels luxury, so that it feels elite. And this is what helps you ultimately charge more. This is what helps people see the value in what you do. So just your style of writing and the words that you choose to use to position yourself can help you charge more ultimately. So I've seen this really work for a lot of people where they were writing things that were okay, and they were getting some clients, but then once they just changed that whole way that people see them, they were able to change kind of their whole brand and ultimately their sales.
Yes, there's so much power in what we write and how we can actually use that to really tap into people's consciousness, tap into people's awareness, and really answer what they need through our writing, so that our writing really speaks to them on that soul level, which I know is super important for a spiritual audience. So I'm interested to know, do you have any advice for people who struggle with selling themselves in posts and emails? So you talked about being authentic, and that's obviously one way to make it a lot easier to sell yourself if you're doing it from that soul aligned place. But often a problem that I'll see in the spiritual community and with my clients is people who really struggle to put themselves out there and sell themselves and put their offer forward. So do you have any tips as a copywriter that can help anyone listening who may be struggling with selling themselves?
Yes. So I would say, you know, This is sort of a mindset thing, but it is also part of copywriting as well. And that's starting with your perspective and where you're coming from. So if you know that people need something and this could change their life, then you really have a responsibility to offer it to them. So that would be kind of the mindset of coming into it, is we hear people talk about serving and having a good perspective going into it. The next kind of step is then learning authentic variations of calls to action or of promoting yourself. So I'll give an example so that it's not so abstract. We have the traditional buy now or enroll now or sign me up kind of buttons on our sales pages, but these can turn around and actually be very empowering for the client if we put it back on them, make it their decision. So I like to do a call to action button that says, yes, I'm ready to make this change in my life, or yes, I'm ready to move forward, or let's do this. And that then takes it off of you telling them what to do, and it makes it a co-action. I don't know if that's a word, but you're both kind of making this decision together and taking the leap together. And so that's just one example of a way that you can empower that potential client. And that's a very authentic way to sell rather than just saying, you know, click the link in bio. So I would say that if you do struggle to sell in your copy, then spend some time really thinking about and learning and maybe getting advice from a copywriter on how you can change that call to action or change the way that you talk about yourself in a way that just comes across in a more caring and mutually empowering way. And then that's when you're going to find that it's feeling good for you and it's feeling good for the clients.
Yes, I love mixing up those calls to actions. I do that in my emails. So are there any common mistakes that you see online? Do you look at people's copy and go, oh no, you should have done that instead of this? This could be a trigger warning for some people listening if you've made any of these mistakes, but we're all learning, we're all on a journey. So do you see any common mistakes online that people are making with their copy, and how do you think they could be improved?
Sure, yes. So yes, when I talk about the mistakes, this is not trying to accuse anybody or anything. This is just me doing my authentic, you know, reaching out and seeing, okay, there's something that's hurting your business. So here's a way that you can improve that. So I would say, actually, the biggest mistake that I see, especially among coaches, is not actually learning copywriting. So I'm not saying to, you know, sign up for a huge program or invest a ton of money or time, but I am saying, you know, whatever it is that feels reasonable for you, whether that's taking a small course, whether that's reading a book, whether that's signing up for a power hour, just having kind of the basics of copywriting is so important for coaches, especially on your sales page or your social media that people interact with every day. Because I do see several coaches who have been in business for a year or 2 years. And when I look at their sales page, I see so much potential that's missing in just some very simple, basic areas. So even with just a few tweaks, they could have more impact with that sales page. So I would advise actually every entrepreneur to just take some time, take some money. I know that every investment counts, but I think it's a worthwhile investment to just learn some basic copywriting techniques. And the other thing is not having a unique brand voice. So I'll see a lot of people sort of saying the same lingo that gets used throughout the industry or using the same lines or kind of sounding just very similar. And then if I see them on video, I think, well, they sound much different. So the fact is you have to set up that authentic brand voice. And I have actually created a tool. This is something I designed for myself when I was trying to build my brand voice. And it actually takes you through a process that helps you build that brand voice and actually helps you know what things you want to say and how you want to say them throughout all your content and copy. So I could go and list some little mistakes that people use here and there, because these do happen. But I think these are the two really important things. And these are kind of overarching mistakes that I see a lot. So I see a lot of potential being missed by those two things.
Okay, that's really helpful to know. So thank you for that. And I'm interested to know how to kind of resolve that. So you and I obviously find it quite easy to write, but a lot of people don't. A lot of people really struggle with it. For example, my husband's dyslexic, so he did an engineering degree. He's all about maths and science, and he really doesn't understand how I enjoy writing so much. But I've got a book coming out in January, which I'm so excited about, and I loved writing. I've been blogging since 2018, and like writing is my thing. I absolutely love it, and I'm sure you're very similar. But do you have any tips for people who find it hard to write, who have confidence issues around putting together the right words? Maybe they have some trauma from school where they were told that they were really bad at English. Do you have any tips for people like that who find it hard and struggle with writing?
Sure, yes. And I've spoken to several coaches who have kind of a similar situation to your husband. Like maybe they studied something different in university or have a different background. And now they're just like, now it feels like I write all the time, which can be frustrating if you don't feel comfortable doing it. So I would say that, yeah, to get more confident, one thing to do is a brain dump, which is when I was in college, I had a professor who would make us sit for the first 15 minutes of class, and we had to keep our pen to the paper. We could not lift it for 15 minutes. And so essentially then you're just taking things out of your mind and you're not getting caught up in, well, how do I want to say this? Is this the right wording? Is this going to come out the way I want it to sound? You're just going through the process of transferring your thoughts and letting them flow into the paper. So I advise doing this before you sit down to let's say, write your Instagram content for the week or write your sales page or emails, whatever it is, think about what you want to write about. Think about that topic and then just let yourself say whatever for 15 minutes on paper. This is a super, I've seen it really work for people. It's a super good way to just get past those feelings of, well, is this going to be right? Is this not going to be right? You get those feelings out. It clears your head and it helps you kind of see what you are really thinking and be able to edit and use that as a foundation for your writing. Some people will also record their voice as well. So if you're good at talking but not so good at writing, you can just record yourself a voice memo talking about your offer. And then you can re-listen to that and use it as a resource for your writing. So if you can listen and write at the same time, that's super helpful. And I would say the last tip is just to read more. Whether it's reading novels or reading personal development books or whatever, you get the cadence for writing. You pick it up. And especially because there's a lot of storytelling in copywriting. So being familiar with the cadence of a story and the way it flows can really help you become more comfortable as well. So I would say those are my top three tips for becoming more comfortable and confident writing.
Yes, I can definitely vouch for all of those. I wrote my book pretty much by handwriting and with voice notes, which is what you mentioned there. And I don't know if you've heard of Julia Cameron, who wrote The Artist's Way. So I went to a Hay House workshop and she gave a talk there and she told us about morning pages. And we basically had to write three sides of A4, just stream of consciousness, write whatever we thought, don't edit it at all. And I think that's similar to the technique that you just mentioned. And Wayne Dyer as well actually hand wrote all of his books, the whole thing by hand, and then would hand it over to his assistant to type up. So yeah, can definitely vouch for all of them. Reading makes you a much better writer. Writing by hand helps with that flow. And also walking around. So I will walk along the beach. I will walk along this clifftop that I have near me. And I talk into voice notes and I make meditations that way. And I get the most amazing inspiration come through when I'm walking and talking.
Yeah, that's a great idea too. Going out, you know, somewhere in nature or somewhere that inspires you and putting those thoughts out too. That's super, super good advice.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Steve Jobs did that. I'm sure he had meetings, which were walking meetings where he would walk and talk because it gets your blood flowing. There's like science behind it. And yeah, it just really gets that energy moving if you're in motion and thinking and talking at the same time.
Yeah, it makes so much sense.
So what is your favorite thing about doing this work then? I mean, the creativity, the freedom, the impact. What is your favorite thing about doing this work as a copywriter?
All of those things are great. I enjoy all three. I think really the thing that I enjoy the most, which is like if I'm having a bad day and thinking, oh, am I really doing the right thing? Then this is what reminds me that this is the right thing for me to do, is the impact. I think so many people that I know, you know, my family members, my friends back home, so many people that I meet all over the world have this feeling that their life is just the way it is. And it's kind of a hopeless feeling, like I'll always be in debt from college. I won't, you know, be able to work. I won't be able to use my art degree or, you know, whatever degree it is. And it's very sad to see that. And so with working with coaches specifically, you really do have the power to completely transform people's lives. And so I just love being part of that kind of team and that community of showing people that they can come up with the money to make that investment, or they can believe in themselves enough to take the chance, or, you know, they can become confident to go for their goals, whatever type of coaching it is. I think that's ultimately the thing that inspires me the most, because in a world where people are following their passions and living their full potential, we'll have such a better world, so much less hate, so much less inequality, things will just be so much better. And so that's like my long-term vision and the impact that inspires me the most.
Yes, I can definitely agree with that. Same for me. And I'm sure so many of the people listening as well. It really is that impact piece, which is the biggest driver and why so many people come into entrepreneurship and especially spiritual entrepreneurship. So where can people find you if they need your help with copywriting?
Yes, so I'm most active on Instagram. That's the best place to follow me. It's @mia.copywriter. Pretty simple. Right now I have... Actually, I'm doing a lot of market research for my own business. So one thing I'm offering people is if you do want to have a free copywriting audit, then in exchange, I would just love to sit down with you for 20 minutes and ask you some questions about your business. So if anybody listening to this would just really like to have some eyes on their copy, then this could be a great situation. And I do help people with launches and funnels. So if you are planning a launch in the next month or the next quarter, I can help you with really the whole kind of package or something that you're struggling with specifically. So if you're just like, I hate writing emails, I have a package for that. Or if you're like, I'm very overwhelmed and I would like the whole shebang taken care of, then I can do that as well. So yes. Oh, I forgot to mention the brand voice tool that I have as well. So that's free. And if you would like that, then just let me know.
This was so incredible. Thank you so much for coming on today and sharing so much wisdom with us. You're an incredible copywriter, and anyone who does find you on Instagram will see that. So again, thank you so much for coming on today. This was super, super helpful.
Of course. This is so fun. I love talking about copywriting. I love talking about impact. I could do it all the time. So I'm so grateful to be here.
Thank you for listening to this episode. And please remember to subscribe to this podcast. I'm sure that like me, you would love for more people to know this information. So if you leave a review and send me a screenshot of it on Instagram, which is @IamLizRoberta, you'll get a $50 voucher code to use on one of my online course launches. This won't be around forever. So go and leave a review now, and I'll see you next time.